Okay, good morning. Okay, you know that the US textile industry is unfortunately shrinking, and therefore we need to export more and more. Around 75% of our cotton needs to be exported, and therefore we have some new requirements in terms of fiber properties. So the objective was, as you know, Texas is producing around 50% of the US cotton production these days. Our goal was to evaluate the spinning potential of commercial bales of cotton originating from West Texas. So we did that 2 years in a row. The first year, we selected bales with a uniformity index of 80% or better, strength 28 gram per tex or better, and a range of micronaire lengths, with a micronaire going from 3.5 to 4.5. And as you know, unfortunately, this year we'll have a large part of the production below 3.5, and lengths from 109 to 118. So it was a total of 12 bales. So for each bale, we did a complete fiber quality profile using HBI and APHIS. And then we produced corn ring spun yarn on the Suessen Elite 1000. And the goal was to see, you know, how fine can we go with this cotton. And I was very optimistic that year because I decided to begin at 30 English count and go up with a combing noise around 16-17%. Then we chose the best optimum yarn count and did some large-scale spinning test for productivity measurements, and it's done, basically. So first thing on these 12 bales, as you can see, there is no trace of relationship between HVI or birth mean lengths and APHIS mean lengths by number, which it is pretty logical, because the mean lengths by number counts obviously all the short fibers, while the upper mean length is more on the long fiber side. So here I have two bales only, the best and the worst. The best is the orange line, the worst is the blue line, and the red line at the bottom is the Euster 50%. Our goal is to be as close as possible from that line. As you can see, we are not close, especially for the fine yarn counts. Around 30, you are not too far, but above 30, you know, you can't compete. It's just not good enough. If you look at the relationship between short fiber content by number and the thin places in the yarn for the different yarn counts, you see that, and it's very logical. For the coarser yarn counts, the correlation is non-significant, and more you go to finer yarn counts, higher is the correlation. And in fact, for the very fine yarn count, the correlation is very, very high, which is, you know, extremely logical. As we know, all of us know, the length distribution is extremely important when you go to finer yarn counts. For the maturity ratio, it's the inverse relationship. You have also excellent correlations, but they are negative. So more mature is the cotton, less defect you have on the yarn, which is again logical because, as you know, if a fiber is very mature, it means that you have a lot of cellulose within that fiber. Therefore, this fiber is strong. Therefore, this fiber will not break. So when you have high maturity, in general, you have a pretty good fiber length distribution. So for finer yarn counts, the residual short fiber content in the D2 sliver after combing is very closely related to yarn defects. The same could be said for maturity ratio. And for this type of cottons, coarser yarn counts could probably compete pretty well on the world market, but course only, 30 or below, not finer than that. So the second year, we decided to use exactly the same protocol in terms of choosing the bears. It was, again, uniformity index of 80 or better, strength 28 or better, and the same range of length and macronare for the choice of the bear. But we decided to change the young counts because obviously even 30 is this kind of too fine for this type of cottons. And as we had too many defects after combing, we decided also to test three different levels of combing, combing noise of 15%, 20%, and 25%. Again, relationship for these bears between the perf mean length and mean length is non-existent. You know the way an aphis work. You individualize the fibers, it passes in front of a sensor, and what you are measuring is the length of the signal. Obviously, you have also speed sensor, you know the speed of the fiber, so if you have the length of the signal and the speed of the fiber, you have the length of the fiber. Obviously, it's not the true length because the fiber is never absolutely straight. You have a little bit of crimp, so you tend to underestimate the true length. That's the reason why you need to be very cautious when you take fiber samples along the process, for example, raw material, cat saliva, D2 saliva, the crimp is not the same on raw material and D2 saliva, for example. On the D2 saliva, you remove quite a lot of crimp, so the fiber signal is longer. Doesn't mean that the fiber is longer, because the crimp level is not the same. So here it's an example on the cotton 3457. It is the length distribution by number of the raw material. You have a maturity ratio of 0.86, a fineness of 165 millitecs. What happened when you comb this? It's with 20% noise. The red line is the length distribution by number of the noise. And obviously, you know, it's exactly what you expect. You have a bunch of short fibers. It's logical. In the D2 sliver, the fibers are much longer. It's exactly what you wanted to do. What is interesting is to compare the maturity ratio of the combing noise and the D2 sliver. You see that the difference is huge. The maturity ratio for the D2 sliver is 0.94, and for the combing noise is 0.71. What does it mean? It means that the fibers that you remove by combing, at least for this type of cottons from West Texas, are mostly immature fibers. And as you know, immature fibers are weak, therefore they break. By number, 58.8% of the fibers were in the combing noise. It represents 20% by weight, but by number, 58%. Fibers that are very mature, very, you see also the fineness H, 145 against 183. So if you look at all the bears together, here you have a bunch of lines. The red line is the raw material, the blue, the card, sliver, the green, the D2 15%, the black D2 20%, the pinkish D2 25%. So obviously, with the D2 slivers, more you comb, better is the length. Logical. Here you have the noise. If you remove more noise, the average length of the noise obviously is longer. So it's very, very logical results. Short fiber content by number. You can see that raw material and card slivers, those two lines, are nearly identical, very, very, very close. You have a huge jump in the short fiber content for the noise, what could be expected, and obviously a decrease in short fiber content for the D2 slivers. Fineness, again, you know, it's striking to see the difference between the D2 slivers for the three levels of combing noise and the noise themselves. Difference is really extremely large, which means that one of the assumptions that we do with the APHIS is that across, among all the length groups, the fineness is identical. So what you acquire with the APHIS is a fiber length distribution by number, and from this fiber length distribution by number, you calculate the length distribution by weight, assuming a constant fineness. It's quite obvious that it's not true. Therefore, it would be a good idea to use a bivariate distribution that you can get with the APHIS and to basically weight by the length to calculate the maturity ratio and the fineness. It means that, for example, a fiber that is half an inch in length will count half for the maturity than a fiber that is 1 inch in length. This will, I think, give us a much better estimate of the true fineness and the true maturity of the cartons. And I think technically it's probably not very complicated to do. Maturity ratio, exactly the same thing, you know, not much difference between the raw material and the cart sliver, huge difference between the D2 slivers and the combing knobs. It's really very, very high. So I don't know if it's true for all cottons, obviously. We just tested a pretty small set of samples. But it would be interesting to look also at Akala cottons that have the reputation to be much more mature and to see what is the difference between the maturity and fineness for combing knobs and D2 slivers for Akala type cottons. I strongly suspect that you will still have a difference, but it will be much closer. So, as I told you earlier, we should revise the way we calculate maturity ratio and fineness to take into account the bivariate distribution and not just separating the two distributions. In terms of yarn quality, if you look at here, the black line is a Euster 50%. So we had, for these bales, we produced 20, 24, 26, 30, and 36 yarn counts. The blue dots are the averages of the 12 bales for 15% noise, the red dot for 20, the green for 25. You can see that there is just one setup that is pretty close from Euster. It is 25% noise, 20 yarn counts. Unfortunately, it's not what we want. What we would like is to be around 16-17% noise and producing at least 30 counts. With this type of cartons, it's not possible. I mean, you can produce yarn. The problem is that the yarn quality is not top. This is for tenacity. For the CV, if you remove 25%, you know, you're pretty good. But you have to stay to the 20 yarn count. As soon as you go up, even 24, you know, it's a little high. If you go 30s, it's really not acceptable. Thin places. So coarse yarn count 20, no problem, whatever the combing knobs percentage is. 24 is okay, but again, 30, 36 is completely outside of the range. It's not acceptable. Thick places, same thing. Naps are good. It's a pretty good level in comparison with the Euster statistics, except for 15% noise, 30 and 36 where it's excessive. But for all the other combination, it's okay. So conclusion, for this type of cotton, we can produce yarn that could compete on the international market if the combing oil percentage is comprised between 20 and 25%, and the yarn count is 24 or coarser. If we want to improve the carded ring-spun yarn's quality and expand the range of combed yarn counts and lower the noise percentage, we need to improve the fiber length distribution, which will translate into an improvement of individual fiber strength, because obviously if the fibers are strong, they don't break, and also fiber maturity. Those three parameters are very closely related, and I currently have a breeding program that is aimed just at that, using fiber length distribution by number to improve spinning performance. And the first results we have are extremely encouraging. Thank you. Thank you.